Three broad debate topics planned for tonight include the direction of the U.S., the security of the country, and how America can achieve prosperity. These debates give the candidates a chance to show off their knowledge of U.S. and global issues and how they plan to deal with them. Today, we're kicking off a new series of international challenges facing whoever becomes the next president, starting with the nation of Turkey.
Three reasons Turkey could be a major global headache for the next U.S. president. The biggest, Turkey is the main gateway for ISIS fighters trying to go to and come from neighboring Syria. To stop the flow of militants, the U.S. needs Turkey's support. Millions of refugees have fled Syria into Turkey, and many of them have then moved on to Europe, throwing European politics and borders into turmoil. Turkey is a key member of the NATO military alliance, but in July, a faction of the Turkish military tried and failed to overthrow the government. The Turks are demanding that the U.S. hand over an exiled cleric living in Pennsylvania, who they accused of organizing the coup. And the U.S.-Turkish strategic alliance is now at risk.
Players and fans of Major League Baseball are mourning the death of Jose Fernandez. The 24-year-old Miami Marlins pitcher was the National League Rookie of the Year in 2013 and a two-time All-Star. Police say Fernandez and two other men were killed early yesterday in a boating accident. Officials believe they were traveling at full speed at nighttime when their boat hit the rocks of a jetty near Miami Harbor. Major League Baseball said it was devastated at the news. Fernandez was widely remembered for his love of the game and his community service. The Marlins game against the Atlanta Braves was canceled on Sunday.